Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Levites train for service from the age of 25 and then perform temple worship between the ages of 30 and 50. This is that which belongs to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to perform the service in the work of the tent of meeting. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease performing the work and shall serve no more. If that were the end of the passage, we would understand that Levites retire entirely at the age of 50. However, the next verse continues. However, they shall minister with their brothers in the tent of meeting to perform the duty, but they shall do no service. You shall do thus to the Levites concerning their duties. This is a little confusing. Are they to minister in the tabernacle after the age of 50 or not? Rashi, citing the sages, explains, "Velo ya'avod od," and he will not perform any more service, the service of bearing loads on the shoulder. But he still goes back to work for the closing of the temple gates, for the service of singing, and for loading sacred articles upon the wagons. For this is the meaning of, "but he shall serve with his brothers," just as the Targum Onkelos renders it. Indeed, then, Levim have prime working years between the ages of 30 and 50. However, retirement from their main duties, for instance, carrying the loads, does not mean that they now stop all work. Rather, they must transition to a new stage of their lives and their service in the temple. Consider the famous example of the composer Johann Sebastian Bach. Though he was renowned as a musical genius in his own time, he fell out of favor in his 50s as tastes in music shifted. And so, he shifted as well. He left his career as a famous performer and composer behind, wrote a music theory book called The Art of Fugue, and began to teach music to the young. That is to say, he recognized that he was no longer in his prime working years, and he found new goals, new ends to pursue, and he accomplished much because of it. In our own time, many of us retire at the age of 60 or 70. Yet, thank God, this means they may still have decades of productivity left. Like Levim, we must make use of this time. The temple still beckons to us. The world still needs us. There is still so much to be done. Retirement for a Levi means shifting goals and finding new work that is appropriate for a new stage. We all need to take a leaf from their book. Let us remain committed to the pursuit of new goals and accomplishments long into our retirement years. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please share this episode with a friend or leave a review if you enjoyed it. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. Please come, daven, learn, and join us in shul. We'd love to see you.